Thank all of those that helped Sunday night, and which would be just about everyone, and just thankful for the wonderful evening that we had together, and just so thankful for church family, thankful for the opportunity, that we had Sunday night to minister in fellowship with folks, and just grateful for it. 1 Samuel chapter 30, will allow the children to be dismissed. Wait just a second. Let Miss Beverly get to her spot, okay? Now you can be dismissed. In 1 Samuel chapter number 29, God delivers David from a self-inflicted predicament. In chapters 27, 28, and 29, we have David for a year and 4 months living among the Philistines, living with King Achish. And in chapter number 29, the Philistines are getting ready to go battle against the nation of Israel, and God providentially guided and kept David from having to battle against his own people. David during those years was, as we've mentioned recently, was he was deceitful with King Achish. He would tell King Achish that he was going to battle against the southern parts of Judah, and he really was, and he was going to battle against some of the Philistines and some of the other enemies of Israel. And the Bible says that he would completely and utterly annihilate everyone in those cities so that they could not come and tell anyone what David was doing. And so David is living amongst the Philistines. He's the reason being, look at chapter 27 if you would, is because he is continuing to flee from Saul. And during this time, David has really a lack of faith. That's easy for us. It's easy for me to say that from, a life, thousands of years afar from where David was living. But look what the Bible says in verse number 1. The Bible says, and David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. How many times had God delivered David from the hand of Saul? How many times had God delivered David from the bear, from the lion, chapter 17 says. And he says, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. That wasn't a true statement. There was something better. The better part was to trust God and to do what God wanted him to do, not to flee and to escape. You know, sometimes, and this isn't the message tonight, but sometimes hard times come and circumstances come, and the first thing we want to do is flee. Right? The first thing we want to do is pack up and go somewhere else. First thing we want to do is go somewhere and escape. Look, geography never fixes a problem. You can go on vacation, or you can take a trip because you have a problem and you hope to leave that problem behind. But you go on that trip, that problem goes with you. Geography doesn't change our problems. And David said, there's nothing better for me to do than to speedily escape. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. Well, in chapters 27, 28, and 29, he's living amongst the Philistines and King Achish, the king of Gath. In chapter number 30, let's begin in verse 1. Chapter 30, King David and his 600 men come home to Ziklag, the place, the city, if you will, where Achish had given to David while he was living in the land of the Philistines. He came home, they came home to absolutely nothing. Everything was gone. Look what the Bible says in verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But, you know the phrase here, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. No matter the cause or the reason why David is where he's at, David, as always, when trials and troubles come, he knows exactly where to go. And we can preach about why David's here and say, well, David is getting his just rewards. He should never have been in the land of the Philistines to begin with. Never should have taken his family there. Never should have had his men there. We could talk about that. But when everything happened, no matter the reason, no matter the cause, when trials and troubles came to David, the proper response for us and for David is to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Where do we go when we need encouragement? Where do you go tonight when you're disheartened? Where do you go? And I'm asking you specifically, and only you can answer that in your heart. Where do you go when you're discouraged? Where do you go when you're disheartened? Where do you go when it seems like everything in this world has caved in on you? Where do you go? Some people turn inward, don't they? Some people trust themselves. Some people go to the bottle, whether it be alcohol or a pill bottle. Some people lean on their family and friends. By the way, nothing necessarily wrong with that. Some immerse themselves in activities and hobbies, hoping that the pain or the discouragement will go away. Some do, like I said just a moment ago, some just try to escape and try to leave and try to go somewhere. Maybe a vacation, maybe a trip, but they just try to leave the problem behind. But at best, those are only Band-Aids. They're only Band-Aids that never fully fulfill the need required for a hurting heart. And when a heart hurts, what it needs to do is to encourage itself in the Lord our God. When tragedy came, David knew exactly where to turn. And tonight, I don't want to fix our attention on the cause or why David was there or the deceit that he had with King Achish. Tonight, I simply want to fix our attention on the results or on what happened when David encouraged himself in the Lord. By the way, what does the word encourage mean? What does the word encourage mean? To lift up. To comfort. To give support. To give confidence. To cheer up. To hearten. That's what the word encourage means. What happens when we encourage ourselves in the Lord our God? What happens when the trials come and the tribulations come? And instead of running away, instead of trying to escape, instead of trying to run to a family or a friend, again, nothing wrong with that. Family and friends can encourage us. They can lift us up. They can support us. They can hearten us. They can cheer us up. They can do all those things. But if we will go to the Lord and let the Lord encourage us, Let the Lord inspire us. Let the Lord hearten us. Let the Lord lift us up. Let the Lord cheer us up. By the way, didn't David have much, when he went to the Lord, didn't he have much to remember? We mentioned this even Sunday. Didn't he have much to remember about his God which would have encouraged him? Absolutely. How many times, as we've mentioned just a moment ago, how many times did God deliver David? Whether it was when he was keeping the sheep out of the mouth of the bear and out of the mouth of the lion, whether it was from King Saul when he was trying to throw the javelin at him, whatever, God was constantly delivering David. And so let's look tonight and see the results, see what happens when we, like David, or when David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. You see, here's the truth. Great results happen when we let God encourage us. Great results. When we let others encourage us, they may encourage us to make a bad decision. When we let activities encourage us, those are only temporary. And then we come back home and the discouragement is still there. That's why we encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Father, help us tonight. Teach us. Father, remind us tonight of the great results, of the great consequences of allowing You to encourage us. Instead of allowing other things to only temporarily encourage us, allowing other things just to be a band-aid just for a moment. And then when we rip the band-aid off, the problem is still there. The scar is still there. Father, that's why we need to allow You to encourage us, to hearten us, to lift us up, to strengthen us. And so, Lord, I pray that You teach us tonight the consequences, the results, what happens when we encourage ourselves in You, when we trust You, when we just get a quiet place and take a quiet moment and we just allow Your Word, we allow past victories, we allow future promises to encourage us to continue, encourage us not to be discouraged. Father, I'm thankful tonight that that's what You do for us. Father, I'm thankful that You do encourage us. Your Word encourages us. What You've done for us in the past encourages us. Father, the promises of what lie ahead in the future encourages us as well. So help and teach us tonight, Lord, and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Number one tonight, when David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, first of all, the Father was sought. The Father was sought. Would you look there in verse number 7, if you would? In verse 6, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Well, what was the very next thing that happened after that? Now, I personally believe that there's much entailed in that little phrase. When the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord, I believe that David reflected on the past year and 4 months that he had been there in the land of the Philistines. I believe he thought about the fact, you know, I came here as a lapse of faith, if you will. I came here not trusting God the way I should have. I came here and now look what has happened. I believe there was much reflection there. I believe there was probably some repentance. I believe there was probably some confession there. I believe there was David coming back to fully trusting God the way that he had in the past. So there's much wrapped up in that little phrase. But what happened after he encouraged himself in the Lord his God? First of all, the Father was sought. The Bible says in verse number 7, "And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying..." Now, if you go back and read chapters 27, 28, and 29, you don't find that at all in any of those three chapters. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't. That doesn't mean in a year and 4 months that David never prayed. That's not what I'm saying tonight. But in chapters 27, 28, and 29, the whole time he's living in the land of the Philistines with the king of Gath, with Achish, you never see that. It's never mentioned in chapters 27, 28, and 29. But here, after he encourages himself in the Lord, what does he do? He prays. The Bible says David inquired at the Lord. He seeks the Father, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" See, here's the truth. Many times when we run to other things, when we're discouraged and we need encouragement and we need lifting up, when we go to other avenues, they never lead us to seek the Father. Those other avenues never encourage us and never counsel us to seek the Father. But when I turn my face to God Himself, then I'm encouraged to go back to the one that I've placed my dependence on. We mentioned in our Sunday school class Sunday morning that prayer declares my dependence upon God. That's one of the first things that prayer does. It declares that I know I can't do it. I know nobody else can do it. And I'm depending upon God Almighty. It declares my dependence upon God. Look, when I'm discouraged or I'm in a trial or tribulation and I run everywhere except to God, then I'm declaring my dependence isn't on God. I'm declaring my dependence is somewhere else. And David inquired. He prayed. Notice this. He said, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all." Number one tonight, when David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, first of all, the Father was sought. I don't mean to be repetitious, but this passage keeps coming up. Psalm 34, we looked at this a week ago, Sunday night. But in verses 4 through 6, the Bible says, David the psalmist in Psalm 34, he said, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." Verse 6, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles." Psalm 37 and verse number 5, the Bible says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." And rest in the Lord, verse 7 says. Verse 8 says, "Cease from anger." He sought the Father. He sought the Father. What's one of the results? What's one of the consequences? We will begin to seek the Father once again. That doesn't mean he didn't seek him in that year and 4 months, but now he's declaring his complete dependence upon God once again. When David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, the Father was sought. Secondly, his faith was strengthened. His faith was strengthened. Notice verse number 9, verse 8, what does God tell him? What does God tell him in verse number 8? He asks, "Shall I go after this troop? Shall we overtake them?" What does he tell him in verse number 8? Pursue. What else does he tell him? "You're going to overtake, you're going to recover all." Pursue. Yes, David, go after it. You're going to overtake them. You're going to recover all. Pretty all-encompassing there, isn't it? David, you're not going to lose anything. The sons, the daughters, all the wives that these men were about to stone you over, you're going to recover all of them. So what does David do in verse number 9? So David did what? What did he do? He went. He went. You know what happens when we encourage ourselves in the Lord? Not only do we begin to seek the Father again, but secondly, our faith is strengthened. In chapter 27, in verse number 1, what is he doing? He's fleeing. He's saying, "I have no other recourse. The only thing I can do," he said, "there is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of Philistines." What's he doing now? He's listening to the voice of God. Kind of like what Brother Snow preached on Tuesday night of Teen War, get. He told Elijah to get. And what did he do? He went. And there was only one time when he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And that was the one time that he didn't have the blessing of God. Every other time when he went, when God told him to go, he had the hand of God, he had the protection of God, he had the provision of God, he had the blessing of Almighty God. The Bible says, so David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. So number one, the father was sought. Number two, his faith was strengthened. Dear friend tonight, and it's kind of like Dayton said tonight, you know, sometimes when we've never been through it, it's easier said than done, and I understand that tonight. When you've never been through a certain circumstance, it's easy to say, hey, just trust God. It's harder when you're going through it. I get that tonight. But dear friend, tonight, as we saw Sunday night, in God we trust. If we'll trust God, and we'll encourage ourselves in God, that's when the blessings come. It's when the blessings come. I'm surprised sometimes at God's people when circumstances and trials come, they fold up and quit. I don't understand that. I don't get it. You say, well, Pastor, maybe you never went through what they went through. I grant them that. But I know what my Bible says. And my Bible says we trust. My Bible says I don't always have to know the answers. My Bible says simply His way is perfect and I need to trust. I don't need to fold up tent just because it didn't happen the way I thought it should happen. I've never been through this. I've mentioned this before. My brother and his wife lost their first baby when he was about 11 weeks old. SIDS. Put him down one night. The next morning he was gone. Just went into a deep sleep and never woke up. I remember the first night that Jonathan slept through the night. And I woke up and I was scared to death. And I jumped up out of the bed and ran in to his room and to his crib. It was just because that's hereditary from what they say. And I believe it because not their second child, their first daughter's second child, she did fine. But their third child, their second daughter, if they hadn't had a monitor, she would have died too. But they had a monitor on both of their other two children. Like I said, the second child, no problem at all. The third child, their second daughter, she did the same thing numerous times. But that monitor went off and they were able to wake her up before she got into that deep, deep, deep sleep. But I've never been through that. But I'll tell you what, I praise God my brother didn't pack up his tent and go home. He's still serving God today. Why? Now, let me say, it took a while. It took some time. It took some months of grief. But my brother and his wife, they're still serving God today. Why? Because after they went through their grieving period, they got up and said, we're going to trust God. Don't understand why this happened. We're going to trust God. We're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Number one tonight, when David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, the Father was sought. Secondly, his faith was strengthened. Number three, the foe was smitten. The foe was smitten. Verse number 10, but David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread and he did eat. And they made him drink water and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days agone I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb. And we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. Verse 18. And David did what? Recovered all. Isn't that what God told him in verse number 8? You see what happens when we encourage ourselves in the Lord our God? We get to see promises made fulfilled. Promises that God makes to us, we get to see them fulfilled. David, yes, pursue. David, yes, overtake them. Because David, you will without fail recover all. And what did he do? The Bible says he recovered all. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David, you see, here's the truth tonight, and I believe this with all my heart. When we encourage ourselves in other things other than the Lord our God, we don't ever get to recover all. We don't ever get to see all the blessings that God wants to bring. We don't ever get to see the fulfillment of the promises that God makes. And by the way, it's not because God doesn't want to keep His promises or God doesn't keep His promises. It's because we don't allow Him to work in our lives. We never get to see the blessings that God wants to bring when we don't encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. The foe was smitten, and there was nothing lacking, verse 19, to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. And he says it again. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle and said, This is David's spoil. Number three, the foe was smitten. Let me give you number four, the faint were saluted. Number one, the father was sought. Number two, his faith was strengthened. Number three, the foe was smitten. Number four, the faint were saluted. David came to the 200 men. Here's a great truth. This isn't our message tonight, but here's a great truth. Every servant in every place of ministry is important. Every servant and every place of ministry is important. There's not one place of ministry that's better than another. There's not one place of ministry that's more important than the other. And David proves that to us here in verse number 21. And David came to the 200 men which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Here comes their leader, and he salutes them as if to say, Hey, good job. Hey, thank you for staying. By the way, it says it later in here that they stayed by the what? The stuff. They stayed and protected what was left, or there was little remaining, but they stayed because that's what David wanted them to do. And notice in verse number 22, Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial of those that went with David and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered. Save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, You shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by the stuff. They shall part alike. And it was so from that day forth that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. Not only was the father sought, his faith was strengthened, the foe was smitten. But number four, the faint were saluted. You know what we do when we encourage ourselves in the Lord? We get to help others be encouraged. We get to help the faint to be encouraged. because David encouraged himself in the Lord. He went to the battle. He went and the foe was smitten. He went in pursuit after because he inquired of the Father. He inquired of the Lord. And God said, yes, pursue. And because of that, they came back with everything. And the faint, can you imagine the faint that didn't get to go to the battle when they saw their families coming? When they saw their wife, maybe wives, I don't know. When they saw their wives coming back, David had two wives. Most of them had multiple wives. Can you imagine? Maybe, I don't know. I shouldn't. Maybe they're thinking, maybe I, oh man, I was hoping they would keep her. But they brought them all back. And the sons and all of their cattle. You see, dear friend, tonight, when you encourage yourself in the Lord, somewhere down the line, you're going to be an encouragement to somebody else. Somebody who may be faint. By the way, somebody who can't go into the battle the way that David and the other 400 men did. Somebody who's faint. Why were they faint in the other 400? Well, because they probably didn't have enough to eat. Probably because of the weeping. Probably because of the stress and distress. But for whatever reason, they didn't go to the battle. But here came back all of their family. If I'll encourage myself in the Lord instead of allowing myself to be discouraged, somewhere down the line, God is going to allow me to be an encouragement to someone who's faint. The faint were saluted. And then number five, his friends were spoiled in a good way. The Bible says in verse number 26, and when David came to Ziklag, he sent the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord, to them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in South Ramoth, and to them which were in Jatir, and to them which were in Aroer, and to them which were in Siphmoth, and to them which were in Eshtemoa, and to them which were in Rakel, and to them which were in the cities of the Jeremelites, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenites, and to them which were in Hormah, and to them which were in Korshan, and to them which were in Athek, and to them which were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were wont to haunt. Same thing as number four. He saluted the faint. The faint were saluted. His friends were spoiled. The same thing. Who knows what an encouragement and a help you're going to be when you allow yourself to be encouraged in the Lord your God. His friends were the recipients of David encouraging himself in the Lord his God. Because they brought back the spoil and David said, you know what, I'm going to share this with my friends. I'm going to share this with those who have been a help to me in the past. And the Bible says he gave the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends. When David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, the Father saw it. His faith was strengthened. The foe was smitten. The faint were saluted. And his friends were spoiled. Listen, dear friend, I don't know if you're going through anything tonight that you need to encourage yourself in the Lord about. I don't know. But I do know that every single one of us in the course of time will go through times when we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Listen, we don't need to ask why. Why, God? God, why did you let that happen to me? God, I'm serving you. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to raise a family right. I'm trying to do right. God, why did you let that happen to me? That's not the question we need to ask. We just need to simply do like David did and encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. If you're not going through anything right now, trust Him. Because you're going to need to know how to do it when you do go through something. Trust Him. There's a song in our hymnal. And for sake of time tonight, we're not going to sing it. It's number 348. It says, where could I go? Where could I go? What's the next little phrase? But to the Lord. Where could I go but to the Lord. Where could David go? David could have gone in many different places. He could have run like he did in chapter 27, verse 1. He could have escaped. By the way, he said, no, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord my God, because I've got a family I need to go get. I have men who have entrusted their lives to me, and we need to go get their families. And then you never know the number of people that you might be an encouragement to because you encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Would you commit to do that tonight? We're going to pray and be dismissed, but I want you to stay and pray tonight. But as I pray tonight, would you just do that? Would you commit to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, when troubles come, maybe there's a trouble right now. And you might say, Lord, I haven't handled it the way I should have. I've been running to people trying to get counsel. I've been running here and there. I've been trying to fix my own problems. Lord, tonight, I'm just going to cheer myself up in you, in your word, in your promises, in what you've done for me in the past. That's where my encouragement's going to come from. Not from some vacation, not from some trip, not from trying to bury the pain by going somewhere. No. I'm going to deal with the problem right here tonight. I'm going to encourage myself in you. Would you commit that to the Lord tonight? Would you say, I'm just going to trust you? Maybe you don't have anything you're going through, but you just say tonight, Lord, I'm going to trust you so that I can learn right now how to do it, so that when the trouble comes, I know how to do it. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to encourage myself in you. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Father, thank you for the fact that we can encourage ourselves in you. Father, thank you that we can trust you, because your way is perfect. And Father, many of us can say that tonight. It's easier said than done, because honestly, as best I know, many of us aren't going through great tribulations right now. Some of us may be. Might be some folks in here tonight that haven't revealed anything, and Lord, they're going through a great trial right now. Father, would you help them to have the strength and the faith to encourage themselves in you, to trust you, to let you hearten them and cheer them up and lift them up and support them and comfort them the way only you can. Father, may that be our commitment in our hearts tonight. Where can we go? There's only one place. We can run off to another state or even another country and go on vacation, but problems are still there. The problems go with us. The trials go with us. Father, may we deal with it even tonight and just say, Lord, I'm going to encourage myself in you. I'm going to take your word, and maybe I'm going to find a promise in your word tonight. I'm going to take your word and read it until you give me something to hang on to tonight. I'm going to trust you. God, thank you for the reminder of that tonight. Help us to do it in the days ahead, Father, and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You are dismissed, but I do encourage you to stay. Let's pray. Let's spend some time in prayer tonight. Find someone to pray with, whether it's a family member or just church family. Let's pray together, okay?